Are you better off sitting and waiting for somebody to get hurt or somebody to perform poorly? But then you don't have the OTAs, although you may not have the OTAs anyway. You don't have the training camp to have the depth of knowledge within an offense for both he and Jameis, right? Like, yes, I agree. Go become a backup, but you get locked into that one team hoping that one starting quarterback fails, and or you could sit out and you have the whole league to basically choose from.
As the off season goes on and we sort of see there's not going to be passing programs, you know, there's not going to be OTAs, there's not going to be the whole install on the field. I mean, at least the way things look right now, in a weird way, it does, as you said, sort of play in his favor, because, you know, if he were to sign somewhere now, he gets a chance to sort of compete, you know, during the preseason. But I think his situation, if he's really looking for a starting job, it's like you said, it's sort of an emergency. It's sort of like what developed, you know, with Sam Bradford in Minnesota. You know, when Teddy Bridgewater went down in Minnesota, all of a sudden Sam Bradford, they're flipping a first round pick because they're desperate to get a guy in and they like their chances. Any team, frankly, I think that is a contender and has any sort of offensive mind that feels like they can, you know, curve an offense a little bit on the fly, if their starting quarterback goes down and they don't have a backup where they're like, we can win consistently with this guy, they will call Cam. Absolutely, 100%. Same with Jameis. I think they would call Jameis as well. I actually think they might call Cam first, you know, just to get a look at him medically. But it's the worst possible offseason for him to be hitting this market, because there's no jobs, but then beyond that, there's no ability to do the medical.
Right.
And then beyond even that, every team sitting there looking at him going, you're not going to be in any part of our program. You know, what do we do with this? Like, it's impossible. In free agency, more teams are leaning into bringing back their veterans in free agency than casting their lot on rookies or signing young guys outside of their program, because there's too much of an unknown. You can't get these guys into your program and build them into the season next season because of how it's going.
Jadeveon Clowney, obviously he kind of overshot the market, and you know, now he's backpedaling. And we're at a real weird time. He's a guy, because of the knee, to be outside of Seattle, he'd have to have somebody else's doctors come check him out. He's not seen as a guy who's as dominant as his talent leads you to believe he could be. What ultimately becomes of Jadeveon Clowney?
I think the interest is a little wider than what's being reported. You know, I know everyone's talking about, you know, Tennessee and the Jets. And here's the thing. I think yielding this idea of not hitting $20 million, that starts to widen his market a little bit. And I know the number that's been floated out there is 17, 18. That's been his number now for 2 weeks, okay? Because when he first tested the market, he was not hearing anything that was beyond 17 or 18. That was absolute the tops. And it wasn't the knockout, you know, long-term deal, huge guaranteed money. I mean, Seattle, I was told flat out, Seattle's first offer out of the gate for him was like $13 million. Like, they wanted to bring him back on like a one-year, like, cheap deal, basically convincing him that, hey, you know what, come back on one more 1 year, blow it up, you know, and then maybe via cap space or other opportunities, you're going to have your ability to go out there and make the money that you want to make. You know, I think Seattle's still interested? Yeah, I think Seattle's still interested at a lower number than even the 17-18 that's out there now. But I will tell you this, drawing back into 17-18 will perk up the interest of some teams. But I'm telling you right now, there were teams interested before the 17-18 number even got out there that have not, you know, that haven't been reported. And there's some interest in him. Some of this comes down to him too, though. He's got to realize that he's not really going to get close to 20. And even if he does get close to 20, the best thing he could possibly do is probably take a shorter term deal and know that, hey, if I go and do what I need to do, I can get back to free agency pretty quickly in a year or two.
Are you bothered that they're going through with the draft?
You know, I think the NFL is tone deaf. I really do. Like, I don't think it doesn't bother me from the standpoint of the logistics of it aren't going to change. So, you know, like, it's not like, oh, I'm bothered because, hey, they could do this in a month or two and things would change. I don't think things are going to change in a month or two. I think that it's going to be a bad month. I mean, look, my significant other's a nurse. you know, like I kind of know what's going on in Houston, and you know, we're just hitting the front end of what's coming. And you know, so it's a little tone deaf to do free agency and all these contracts being signed. And but I do think there is a flip side of it. When I talk to my friends, you know, people who just absorb the NFL for entertainment value, they want it. You know, they're like, look, I need it. I need a break. I need to not, you know, turn on the, I don't need to hear COVID or coronavirus for the thousandth time every day. I just think it's a fine line you walk with the NFL in terms of celebration while also understanding that, you know, it's a really rough time for everyone who's consuming your product, the everyday American who's consuming this. There's a lot of fear out there. So it's, you know, I'm not completely against it, but I get both sides of the argument. And but I also don't want to turn my back on people who are like, hey, I need the break. I need to get away from life a little bit, you know, for a night or two. That would be nice.
Yeah. I mean, like, look, you're talking another weekend and all these parents are going to want it, right? Like, you know, doing homeschooling and you were going on walks and cleaning garages and cleaning attics and all kinds of stuff we would never do before. I think it is, you know, you're right. There is a lot of fear into what's going to happen next. And this would allow people to feel more normal, than they felt. Charles Robinson, Yahoo Sports, joining us. A couple more real quickly. Miami Herald saying the Dolphins really value Joe Burrow. It would seem like they'd have to pay a pirate's ransom in order to get there. Here's the big question. The Bengals operate differently than any other franchise. And so I don't think the Bengals will do it, and many people advise them not to do it. But Miami's got a lot of picks, And the Bengals could load up on a tremendous draft class. Any chance they do it?
I mean, you can't ever say no because you don't know what's going to be offered. But I'll say this about Miami, too. I think they like Justin Herbert, too. And you know, it was funny because all this talk about Tua and Tua and the move up and, you know, what about three and Miami moving to three for Tua? I think the Chargers and the Dolphins both like Justin Herbert a lot. I think there's a chance that Miami, if they really want Joe Burrow, but they look at that package as being prohibitive, I think they might take Justin Herbert at five. I don't know what that means for Tua. You know, and I still think there's something to be seen, you know, from Tua between now and the draft. But, you know, the problem is with Cincinnati is they value extremely cheap talent. And I think I could see them saying, okay, well, we have a quarterback at number one who we can lock up for 5 years, and then we have a couple franchise tags on top of that. So we have a 7-year quarterback that we can push to be cheap. Or I could see them doing the math and saying, okay, well, here are all these picks that could replace, you know, starters down the road. So it's a lot of cheap talent. That's the only reason I could see Cincinnati moving out of this, because I can tell you right now, they believe Burrow is the one quarterback in the draft who has no holes in the tape that they saw from this past season. The only guy out of everybody who has no holes. And I do think that they value that. And I would say this, the owner has a lot of sway there, but Zach Taylor wants a quarterback that he knows. Like he is a smart guy and he knows it's a quarterback league. You need a superstar quarterback and he sees that kid being a superstar.
Hey, Ted, tell your wife to be safe, and we appreciate all that she's doing and all of her fellow nurses are doing. You too as well. Thanks so much for joining us, Charles.
Absolutely. I appreciate it, brother. Stay safe, all right? Everybody else too.
You too. Charles Robinson, Yahoo Sports NFL reporter, at Charles Robinson. Check out the Yahoo Sports NFL podcast. Philip Rivers is not who you think he is. That's upcoming next. But first, you know, guys, data breaches can happen, hitting people every day. Giant global brands. You ever got one of those emails? Hey, sorry, just want to tell you our data was breached. You're like, hey, whoa. High profile tech moguls. Same thing can happen to them. According to research, about a 30% of breaches occur from malware, which scans devices to collect private data. Ransomware, on the other hand, is when you get a message saying your device has been hacked and the hacker demands that you pay a fee to fix it. Okay, so now you know what they're called. This is why you need Norton 360 with LifeLock. It provides all-in-one protection with device security, identity theft protection, VPN online privacy, and more. No one can prevent all cybercrime and identity theft or monitor all transactions, all your business. But Norton 360 with LifeLock is a powerful ally for your cyber safety. Sign up today and save 25% off or more on your first year by going to Norton.com/Doug. That's Norton.com/Doug, Norton.com/Doug for 25% off.
This is the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio.
They call it social distancing.
So I should distance myself? Hello?
Get away from me, old man. I could kill you. Bring us into your bubble.
We are Fox Sports Radio. We're here to help you with all your sports withdrawal. So keep it locked. And be sure to stay loaded.
Warning. This product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Velo is here, and it's the modern take on nicotine. They're nicotine pouches that are hassle-free, so you're free to do it all. Whether you're hitting happy hour or hitting the slopes, home brewing to house partying, cliff jumping or concert going, whatever the situation, Velo's ready. Visit Velo.com now to find your retailer. Website restricted to age 21 plus tobacco consumers. Underage sale prohibited.
Time crunchers, run with us on a John Deere Z535M Z-Track mower, built to mow better, faster, because sometimes you're up against the clock, like Sunday evening when you've got to cut the grass before the family gets back. So you mow at full throttle with razor-sharp precision, thanks to the Excel Deep mower neck. Then when your family's right around the corner, you're already done. This is more than just grass, it's pride. Nothing runs like a deer. Search John Deere Z500 for more.
This winter has been pretty brutal. How has your garage floor survived? Do you have new pot marks from all the salt? SealTech Surface Coatings can definitely help. Hi, I'm Megan, owner of SealTech Surface Coatings. We use 21st century sealants, not the old-fashioned epoxies. Our multi-step process is 4 times stronger and 10 times more flexible than an epoxy system, and we get this all done in one day. SealTech can fix those nasty cracks and pitting that the salt leaves behind, leaving your floors not only protected, but easy to clean and beautiful. Do you have a favorite team or company logo? SealTech can put that on your floor as well. We have about 17 colors to choose from, but custom blends are available too. Call SealTech Surface Coatings today at 636-294-6299 to schedule a free on-site estimate with either my Uncle Donald, my dad David, or myself. SealTech Surface Coatings, 636-294-6299, or visit us at stlgaragefloors.com. Let our family take care of your family.
This is Cardinals broadcaster and Schnucks shopper Dan McLaughlin. Schnucks would like everyone to know how much they appreciate our community during this very difficult time. They know this isn't easy for everyone, and that's why Schnucks is working around the clock to make sure they handle the needs of our community. Schnucks wants to say thank you for your support, your patience, and your never quit attitude, as we will all get through this together. Schnucks appreciates our community, and they want all of their shoppers to know how much they mean to them.
We all have a lot of things we're going to do one day. One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave, because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
This is Mariah, third generation at Neustetter's Fine Jewelry. Buying an engagement ring can be intimidating. At Neustetter's, we ensure complete understanding of your purchase. We offer a choice in both lab and mine-grown diamonds and are able to work with any budget. Let our family help educate you on your choice at Big Ben and Doherty Ferry or at wowdiamonds.com.
This is Tim McKernan. We at 590 The Fan KFNS are taking a day off to have our studio sanitized, making sure we can provide you with entertaining and informative radio during these times. We'll be back tomorrow with our regularly scheduled programming.
For doctors and nurses to wear, you know, they have Yankee colors, they have Philadelphia.
What was it, Phillies, right?
Yeah, I mean, and that's just a really, really cool thing, because there's so many different facets of life that need help. This is just one of them. Hey, we need more masks and help for medical professionals, and smart people are going to shine, and this is a smart thing for them to do.
You're listening to Jason Smith with Mike Harmon. Weeknights at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio.
Remind everybody of this.
You should know by now.
Keep this in mind.
You can find our audio everywhere.
We will mix them all together for you.
On iHeartRadio.
There's news nonstop.
Podcasting.
Clickety click click.
FoxSportsRadio.com.
Fox Sports Radio.
Through our Facebook.
This is the thing.
And Twitter.
Twitter may not like this.
So many ways to listen to this show.
We're Fox Sports Radio.
Our social media channels. You can interact with us that way.
And we're the audio you choose every day.
One.
one on your television. Go to foxsports.com for details. FS1.
Yeah, test one.
Broadcasting live from the studios of Fox Sports Radio, here's Doug Gottlieb.
Never wanna put my heart up and die. Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. AJ Green from Mile Monitor, Oklahoma State. We're doing all Oklahoma State guys today. Is that what we're doing? We have Blake Jarwin, who's a former walk-on, who just signed a big deal with Dallas Cowboys. Now we have AJ Green on, getting ready for the NFL draft. Fine, we'll talk some Oklahoma State stuff and get you ready for the draft. In a second, though, first, let's get you to David Gascon and find out what else is going on in sports. DG, what do you got?
Doug, we'll start things off in the National Football League. Tua Tagovailoa was talking to the NFL Network today.
There's little to none as far as soreness. I think a lot of that was in the front end of rehab. Going throughout this process, being able to run, throw, I haven't felt sore or things like that, so it's been good.
Yeah, he also added that he feels 100% right now. Cody Kessler released by the New England Patriots. That'll open up $935,000 on their books. Mike Pouncey has not been medically cleared just yet by the L.A. Chargers. Meanwhile, Major League Baseball scene. The league itself has canceled a London series between the Cardinals and the Cubbies set for June 13th and 14th. NBA news, four Brooklyn Nets players who tested positive for the coronavirus are now symptom-free after a 14-day quarantine. Doug, back to you.
Thank you so much, David. Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. He's a top cornerback getting ready for the NFL draft. He does happen to have the same name as an elite wide receiver. So we'll cut out the A.J. Green jokes. And AJ Green, Oklahoma State, joining us in the Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. How many times a day do you hear something about your name and the other guy with the same name?
I hear it a lot. I hear it quite often, especially like going through high school and college. You know, there's all these jokes about the AJ Green situation and things like that. But a lot of people are kind of looking forward to the matchup. So that's something I'll be looking forward to also.
No doubt about it. You come out of DeSoto, Texas. How would you characterize your college career?
My college career, playing at Oklahoma State, a great institution, with great head coach Mike Gundy. He knows how to win there, and it's kind of a culture established. And going against those high-powered offenses, especially going against our own offense, I didn't practice with James Washington, Mason Rudolph, just guys like that. So I just feel like kind of prepared me, has prepared me the best. I'm getting ready for the league. So, I mean, you can, like, when it comes to Big 12 offense, I feel like it's unmatched. And having a successful career at Oklahoma State, I feel like it'll only help me further down the road.
Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. How come, you know, the going reputation of Big 12 defenses is nobody plays press coverage? Is that accurate?
I would say that is not accurate because I feel like a lot of the defenses in the Big 12 play press coverage. You also have to do multiple things because how unique the offenses are and what they do and how they use every inch of the field. But that's something I haven't heard of, but I would have to disagree with that. I know we had a heavy dose of press coverage.
Yeah, no, we were talking about C.D. Lamb the other day with a couple scouts, and they were both saying, like, well, you know, in the Big 12, they don't play press coverage, so we don't know how he do it as far as getting off. What do you think of C.D. Lamb? You've covered him.
Yeah, I covered him. C.D. Lamb, he's a great player, but he didn't really get off much on me. I wasn't targeted much when I guarded him, but I mean, I say I won the battle against him.
Where are you right now? Where are you right now physically?
Physically, I'm in DeSoto, Texas.
All right, so you're back home?
Yes.
So, okay, are you staying in your childhood bedroom? Like, where are you actually staying at?
Oh, yes, I'm staying with my mother, and I'm training out in Midlothian. So it's about, like, 20 minutes away. So, I mean, that's pretty much it.
Now, is it like a secret? I can't tell you where because it's illegal, and we got to knock three times and know the password in order to get in.
Yeah, it's something along those lines.
What's this process been like for you, considering you don't have to you don't get a chance to have kind of these deep pro days and late stuff before the draft?
Yeah, I mean, this process is different. Obviously, nothing's ever happened like this. So, I mean, everybody's kind of taking it one day at a time. And I've just kind of been staying in communication with my agents. And, I mean, they just kind of say just taking it one day at a time. I mean, they've never seen anything like this.
Are you doing meetings with teams on Zoom and on FaceTime?
I haven't did any meetings, but I did. Yeah, some teams have reached out to me. And they were saying I should pick up in the next coming a week or so. But I just kind of chatted with some teams over the phone. That was pretty much it.
All right, take me through your 40 time, because your first 40 time was slow, but then you had a faster one, correct? Like you were 4.62 in your first 40, weren't you?
Yes, and I was messing with some back pain from the bench press, and that just didn't. I knew what I came down there to do. I'm obviously do everything and showcase my talent. But the back pain, I knew it was bothering me, but I put in all the work leading up to then, so I kind of just wanted to go out there and give it my best shot, but I didn't feel my best. So I had pro day in the next coming days, and I just kind of rested and got healthy, and I kind of went out there and I ran the time I know I could run.
So what was your time? So you benched 225 13 times. Was that a lot for you? Is that about right?
Yeah. I probably could have did more, but that was about right. When I first got into camp, I was hitting like under 7, so I improved dramatically with that, with the strength, and it just kind of got me.
And then you did what mid 4.4s when you ran in Stillwater?
Yes.
I mean, do you understand how fortunate you were to get that pro day in early? Right, like there's other guys that they put up bad times. Like I couldn't fix it. We were gonna have our pro day late.
Yeah, I know. So I mean, the ball just kind of fell in my corner. I mean, I was very fortunate for that, and I knew how bad I wanted to get back out there and showcase that I was fast enough that I could run a faster time.
And that was really the only thing, the only question people had, right? Was your speed?
Yes, sir.
And you finally answered it at pro day.
Yes, sir. Exactly. And all 32 teams were in attendance, so I mean that was great for me. That was a big step for me, and I mean I'm just thankful for the opportunity.
AJ Green joining us in the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. Staying with your mom in your childhood bedroom, has she made you do any chores that you could normally not do, but now since there's not anywhere you can go, you had to do?
Yeah. So basically, she kind of like made me take out the trash. You know, everybody, you know, growing up, you got to take out the trash, so. I was like taking out the trash. I have two younger sisters, though. I help them with the dishes. I won't say I do the dishes, but she has me help them with the dishes. And we just kind of been standing inside quarantining, and we've been playing some board games and things like that, fun family games like charades and things like that. So that's been pretty much it.
Board game? What board games?
We play Monopoly, and then we play the Uno, and then like I said, we play charades.
You're a really competitive dude. Does that competitiveness come out there? Like, are your sisters like, I don't want to play with AJ anymore. He just tries to win every game, and he's kind of a jerk.
Yes, I am very competitive, and I do try to win. I do try to win as much, but they're also competitive also, so it does get a little feisty.
You know, it's interesting. I mean, like, look, this is not ideal for you. You're getting ready for your NFL draft. You've worked your whole life for it. You're going to be drafted in the draft. But considering you're probably, you know, unless the Cowboys take you or maybe the Texans take you, whatever, you're going to be going really away from home, furthest you've been away from home your entire life, to get a month or 2 months that you have to spend with your mom and your sisters, like, that's actually not the worst thing on earth.
Yeah, it's not at all. And I mean, it's good because I'm still working out. And then I'm also still here with my family because, you know, when you go play college ball and stuff like that, and high school, you're always training, you're always traveling, 7-on-7, stuff like that. Or once you get in college, you don't really have much time. You don't really have any breaks or anything like that to see your family. So this is good time, and I'm making use of it.
Yeah, a lot of use of it. Any suggestions in terms of Netflix or Amazon that you've been watching you think everybody else should watch?
Netflix. I think Money Heist is about to drop a new season. I want to say April 3rd or April 4th. But that's one of my top two shows on Netflix. That, and I'll probably say Prison Break. Prison Break is number one. That's pretty. That's an older show, but it is pretty good. But Money Heist is something that was new, and they're going to drop a new season. So I think people should tune in to Money Heist.
All right. Now, growing up in Texas, but spending your last 4 years in Oklahoma, did you know any? My wife's from Oklahoma. I went to Oklahoma State, but I had no idea the thing in Wynnewood, the Tiger King deal, was in Wynnewood. Did you have any idea about that guy?
I had no idea about that. And I watched the Tiger King. I recently watched that documentary series. And I did not know that.
They're like, what? What was it like in Stillwater? You're like, not quite like that, but there was a couple of cats that came to the football games that could well have been the Tiger King.
Yeah. It probably was. I'm pretty sure they probably were either Oklahoma State fans or OU fans. You kind of pick a side in Oklahoma. And I just think it's kind of crazy now that I look back at it. Like, I mean, we probably should have got him up to Stillwater or something, bring a Tiger or something up there. I mean, just jokes, though. But
not just that. Plus, he and Gundy could have a mullet off.
Exactly. They both rock the mullets. Exactly. Maybe he got Gundy to dye his mullet also.
That you can do that. You should have done that. Or maybe next year they can do, if he, you know, they beat OU or something, he'll dye the mullet.
Yeah.
Hey, AJ, listen, man. Enjoy that time with your family. I know you're going to continue to work hard, and just hoping for the best here on draft day or the draft days. In the meantime, thanks so much for joining us and spending some time on Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Have a nice day.
All right. Pleasure is all mine. That's AJ Green, Oklahoma State cornerback. And because he improved the 40 time, he was actually a guy I was talking to, a front office guy about. And I said, what do you think about AJ Green? And he said, look, he's fast on tape, but then he goes and runs a 4.62, and we're like, eh. And then we go and see him in Stillwater. He runs a mid 4.4, it's like a 4.45. And we're like, okay. Cause if you run a 4.62, there's very little chance you're playing starting corner in the National Football League. It's just, they can chart it and show you that there's just certain cutoffs. That was big that he got his pro day in. Big. All right, a lot to get to. Is Antonio Brown teaming up with an NFL MVP? Find out next.
This is the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. Want to get the latest breaking news? Hit us up on Twitter at Fox Sports Radio.
What? You know something big had to have happened.
Fox Sports Radio. Facebook feed. You got to follow us at Fox Sports Radio.
Yes. Just so that's clear.
Your social media home is right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Are you ready to take your active lifestyle to the next level? Then you're ready to try Level Select CBD from Cadenwood, the trusted leader in CBD. Level Select CBD is a breakthrough line of products designed to support your active lifestyle with 0% THC, grown on their own U.S. farms, and is independently tested for accuracy. All Level Select CBD products come in 3 levels of intensity, so you can choose the level that's right for you. Level Select sports creams and roll-ons use a proprietary blend of broad-spectrum and nano-CBD for quick absorption. You know how important it is to stay in the game. Take yourself to the next level with the brand you can trust, Level Select CBD. And if you go to levelselectcbd.com now, you can buy one, get one 50% off any product of equal or lesser value. Visit levelselectcbd.com and use promo code 50OFF. That's levelselectcbd.com, promo code 50OFF.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Looking for better gas mileage? No worries. We've got great deals on products that'll help your engine run smoother. Right now, Chevron Techron Complete Fuel System Cleaner is buy one, get one free. Plus, a $1 bonus reward for AutoZone Rewards members. Not a member? We'll sign you up fast right here. Or you can sign up on AutoZone.com. Getting your job done just got easier. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Navigating the stock market can be pretty scary when you retire. Some investors choose annuities, which seem to take the risk out of investing. But Fisher Investments says, watch out. Annuities don't always provide the safety they promise. You can't take a chance. If you have $500,000 or more, call 1-800-885-2288 for Fisher's free guide, Annuity Insights. It answers the annuity questions you should ask. 1-800-885-2288.
This is Tim McKernan. We at 590 The Fan KFNS are taking a day off today to have the studio sanitized and make sure we can provide you with entertaining and informative radio during these times. We'll be back tomorrow with our regularly scheduled local programming schedule, beginning with the Ryan Kelly Morning After at 7 a.m. We look forward to talking with you tomorrow at 7 a.m. here on 590 The Fan KFNS.
Weekdays, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. Jason Smith and Mike Harmon are dropping knowledge like this.
Major League Baseball made an announcement in which we can now really see what and how sports are going to return. Because, you know, look, I don't want every night to be, when is this coming back? At some point it's going to be, all right, you know what, we're going to get through life here for a bit. But still, because we're in the newish part of, you know, quarantine life with coronavirus, it's, you know, when's coming? Everybody's been in some kind of self-isolation for a little bit, and everybody, when are you coming back? I mean, these are the discussions after 9/11. When are you coming back? When are you going to play baseball again? When are you going to play football again? When's it happening? But this story today specifically gives us a window into not just baseball, but I think other sports as well. Because remember, last night, LeBron went on a podcast with Richard Jefferson, and he said the NBA with no fans isn't something he's down for, that you play for the energy of the fans, you play to them at home, you play against them on the road, and basically saying, hey, NBA owners, if you think we're just going to come back when you want us to, when you say, oh, okay, coronavirus cases are down, you're a little bit mistaken. It's going to be a little bit more difficult than that. So if something comes up that, hey, we get the okay to play, but there's no fans going to be there, the players are going to raise their hand and say, so if it's unsafe to have a lot of fans, why is it safe for us when we're the ones banging against each other? We're going to be sweating on each other and passing bodily fluids in contact. If it's not safe for them, how's it going to be safe for us? And that's going to be something where the NBA goes, I don't have a good answer to that. Let me get Anthony Fauci on here.
To get the rest of what Jason Smith and Mike Harmon said, podcast it by searching The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. And as always, you can hear The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weeknights at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, right here on Fox Sports Radio. There's only one king of the audio world.
Life comes at you fast.
And this king rules the late nights.
Want to take a guess who that is?
Ben Maller.
I am going to be a reasonable sports talk show host. I'm going to be very professional, calm. I'm not going to be irrational here at all.
And along with his militia, he rules this audio world.
Ben Maller.
Listen to the Ben Maller Show right here.
2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio.
We should never hear you say that you can't hear us.
Hear me out.
We're heard loud and clear.
Loud and clear.
On iHeartRadio.
FoxSportsRadio.com.
Just say, Alexa, play Fox Sports Radio.
And she'll play us.
Okay. You can even go old school and use your car radio.
Genius.
Point is, we are in the air everywhere.
How awesome is that?
We're Fox Sports Radio.
FS1. To find FS1 on your television, go to foxsports.com for details. FS1. Broadcasting live from the studios of Fox Sports Radio, here's Doug Gottlieb.
Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Hope you're having a great day. Let's get to the press.
The press.
David Gascon.
How's your cooking been? I know you're reading, you're doing some Netflix with Ryan Music, but how is the Doug Gottlieb cooking going?
Great, actually.
Really?
I don't know, David, like, we know each other, but not all that well. It's interesting you teed me up. I've always liked to cook. Now, the difference is, when I when I lived in Connecticut,
yes,
my show was same hours was with one of the other places. Done at 6, wouldn't get home till 7:30. So I cooked. I'll cook for myself or maybe cook on the weekends, right?
Yeah.
And then, you know, this time of year you're traveling so much. So I've legitimately gotten to cook, and I actually think my kids think I'm pretty good.
Uh-oh.
And I've bridged out a little bit and tried some stuff. I'm going to try some more. I'm thinking about lamb.
Oh my.
No, I like lamb.
Yes. I love lamb.
My kids have never tried lamb.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about some lamb. I got to figure out how I want to make it. I do want to try and grill it. I can go with the type of grill I have. I can go slow and low. I can do old school. So, Ramos, if you have a lamb recipe. And then I'm looking for some more veggie recipes. You know, I did some sautéed spinach, which I thought was fantastic. The kids,
sounds good.
But whatever. Yeah. I mean, like, I have... Here's what I do. I always do a protein, I do a vegetable, and they find a way to beg for a carb, right? So, last night my vegetable was, I do this blackened broccoli, which I do in the oven, olive oil, salt, that's it, cook it, and it's delicious. I did that with some grilled chicken that was pre-marinated from the place I buy it from. Right? That went over really, really well.
Nice.
I've smoked ribs. I have a couple big steaks in the freezer still. We got some stuff working.
Now, any kind of like bacon wrapped asparagus? Anything like that on the menu?
No. But it would try a bacon wrapped scallop or something.
Oh.
Because I can't get them to try the fish.
I didn't do scallop, but I just did a bacon wrapped filet last night. So, had to mix that in there. Sweet potato fries, a couple of veggies, but can never have enough bacon. Maybe that's just me. Doug, are you scared about this? Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson was spotted not only working out with Marquise Hollywood Brown, but also his nephew Antonio Brown. They were caught doing some workouts on an Instagram post by Hollywood Brown. It showed Marquise Brown and Antonio Brown working out with the MVP from 2019, Lamar Jackson.
No, not at all. That doesn't bother me at all. I mean, like, look, Hollywood Brown is a take off the top of defense home run wide receiver.
Yes.
If he can learn something from Antonio Brown, great. Great.
But what about the influence, though, with both of them talking to Coach Harbaugh?
Nah, they're not hanging. I don't know if they're hanging out together, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just. Lamar, by all accounts that I know, he's a little bit harder to deal with than people want you to believe, but not a pain in the butt by any way. You know, does not have the off the field issues of Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown just it's like all of a sudden had all these off the field issues, and I don't think that working out together definitely means influence.
All right, fair enough. With the NFL draft right around the corner, how about the Saints, Packers, Chargers, Vegas Raiders, Miami Dolphins, and the Indianapolis Colts are looking at one quarterback in particular. That is none other than your Utah State quarterback, Jordan Love.
I'm happy as hell.
I don't know about that.
Developmental prospect, but a lot of talent. But, man, he made some bad decisions this past year. On and off the field, I think, I was told. I don't think he'll go as high as people are thinking he's going to go.
Are you a fan of watching the Mountain West Conference?
I am.
For football?
Football and basketball.
Yeah.
I'm a fan.
All right.
Yeah.
It's like the old WAC, right?
Yes.
A lot of points scored, a lot of fun,
yep.
Not a lot of defense.
Fair enough. How about this? In the NBA, Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban, not sure on when the NBA will return to action.
I think Cuban, you know, and he's been smart about this. Like, look, he wants to get it back going. Everybody wants to get it back going. But you just can't give a surefire date because it's a moving target. It seems to get further away every day. I think now we're laying the groundwork to, hey, nothing starts till June or July. Let's not worry about it. And then ultimately, it's like an indefinite suspension where we can always dial it back.
Sure.
But it looks worse when we keep pushing it back further and further.
How about this? This is great news for you and Ryan Music, because when your Angels are 13 games back of first place in the American League West, you can now turn over to the Dodgers now. Dodger baseball back on the air with DirecTV. They have a partnership with AT&T. Ramos is happy. The Dodgers, though, back on Spectrum Sports in L.A. for all that consume DirecTV.
What's funny, I have Spectrum Sports, so it didn't interrupt my coverage ever before to watch the Dodgers and the Angels, But now, obviously, now the big question for AT&T is, as they get this done, this helps them in L.A.,
yes.
can they hold on to the NFL Sunday ticket package? If they can't, who cares anyway, right?
Yeah, that's true. Four Brooklyn Nets players who tested positive for the coronavirus, all symptom-free after a 14-day quarantine. We talked about this yesterday, I believe, with the Lakers.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's... And Kevin Durant, one of them. So, this is one... I know that people think NBA players are super cautious. They're not. They all want to get back. They want to play. They just... How can they possibly make it work? Have a legit champion. And, if possible, get fans to see him. If not, they're going to have to play in front of empty gyms.
Unfortunate. How about this? Wimbledon has officially been called and canceled due to the coronavirus. It's the first time, Doug, the tournament has been canceled since World War II. We played next summer in June 28th through July 11th.
If that doesn't tell you about where we are,
yeah,
nothing does.
How nervous are you about the NFL regular season starting? Just the regular season, not preseason.
Not.
No?
You?
A little bit. Wow. I mean, I think from where
we're
at. How
far away that is? Like, I don't
see it. I mean, just because you want to have a good product, right? So if these guys can't work out with any kind of OTAs,
sure,
and it doesn't happen until July, I mean, I'd be fearful of that starting in September, right? Kickoff is what, September 5th or 6th?
Mm-hmm.
So how about this? Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson planning on a relief golf match that would start in May. That would include the likes of Peyton Manning and Tom Brady as celebrity teammates. You for that or what?
I think it's great. I just, you know, Romo couldn't get in there, huh? He's probably too good a stick to get in there with his
right.
Head. Can Brady and Peyton play? I'm guessing Peyton can really play. Probably they can probably play. Like, can they play the level of those other guys?
Yeah. We'll find out. HBO documentary The Scheme debuted last night. Thoughts on it? Have you seen any of it just yet?
I have seen it. My thoughts on it are basketball game, especially full of con men. You saw some of them last night. It's not surprising. I guess my biggest takeaway is I don't really understand how Will Wade and Sean Miller still have a job. But I guess it would be it's not what you can say, it's what you can prove. And, you know, even though it's on a tape about a strong-ass offer and whatever, there is no proof of them. Unless there's proof of a money transfer, I guess that's what they're sitting on.
Fair enough. Back to the National Football League, Jadeveon Clowney dropping his salary demands, going from $20 million per season down to 17 or 18. Who is the suitor? Seahawks and Titans are the ones interested so far.
Yeah, my guess is the Seahawks are trying to encourage him to take a much lower-term, short-term deal bet on himself. His inability to get a physical has got to hurt as well.
College basketball scene, Washington Huskies, Isaiah Stewart declared for the NBA draft, and he wasn't alone. Isaiah Mike of SMU and also West Virginia's Jermaine Haley are gone.
Now, are they all gone or are they all declared for the draft?
All declared. Declared.
Because you can still pull back.
Without representation?
You can have representation even now if it's an NCAA certified guy. The problem is there's only 12 NCAA certified agents, as some agents have tried to say they don't like the process, so they won't certify.
Hey, get out there and press.
That was the press.
All right, music. So reading last night? You reading again today?
I don't know. I leave that up to the better half. She has the call tonight on whatever she wants to do.
Wow, he's already learned. He's already like he's a 10-year married veteran. Whatever she wants to do.
I take your advice and Ramos's advice.
There you go. Whatever you want to do. All right. Well, you surrendered any decision making basically for the rest of your life. Congratulations.
And I think I already surrendered that a long time ago.
And lost half your stuff. Have a great day. I'll be on tomorrow on the Doug Gottlieb Show.
We are Fox Sports!
Pros can count on Lowe's to have the largest in-store selection of DeWalt tools in stock than any national retailer. And now we're bringing you even more DeWalt power, because DeWalt's new lineup of 20-volt Max XR tools with Power Detect delivers maximum performance when paired with high-capacity XR batteries. Save $100 on a DeWalt 20-volt Max XR with Power Detect brushless cordless drill and impact driver combo kit, now just $299. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 4-1 U.S. only while supplies last.
How much money would you like to save just by doing something you're already doing? How about 40%? With Allstate, safe drivers can save 40% just by doing something they're already doing. Driving safe. That's right, 40% just by driving safe. Visit Allstate.com or call a local agent for a quote today and see just how much you can save when you drive safe with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Savings vary and based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Here we have.
Hey, what's up?
You must have been busy. But The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. We're breaking this down.
Bottom line is, there were like almost no interest in a 43-year-old Tom Brady, who will be that on this coming season. And instead, he had to grovel between Tampa Bay and the Chargers. Those were the only two teams interested in Tom Brady. If the reports are true, the Patriots didn't even make a token offer. Like, to even be like,
well
take it or leave
it. Robert Kraft has said they wanted him.
Well, but
he said
other,
Brady
there were other reports
out the door. I'm just saying.
That there was no offer. So all I'm saying is, it tells you about where Tom Brady is. He had to go to a franchise that has been embarrassing, to say the least. You could sugarcoat all you want and talk about all the young players, and they still didn't make the playoffs. And how
that's because they didn't have Tom Brady. They had Jameis Winston throwing interceptions.
That's not the only reason they lost, but it's easy for you to just put it out there like that. But this will be the interesting thing when you think about this and the story's written. Nobody, virtually nobody, wanted Tom Brady, and that's why he had to go down to a terrible franchise to get a job. How embarrassing for the supposed GOAT, where he had to sing his praises and show his resume. When you have as many accomplishments as Tom Brady, you shouldn't have to do any of that. You should just pick up the phone. I'm coming. How much you going to pay me? And that's it. What conversation do you need to have with Tom Brady if he's all that in a bag of chips?
To get the rest of what The Odd Couple said, podcast it by searching Odd Couple. And as always, you can listen to The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Vegas!
Did you miss this on Straight Out of Vegas with the voice of Vegas, RJ Bell?
LeBron James, he wanted some regular season game. And he said, straight to the playoffs? No. So the question is, LeBron's adamant, I don't want to go straight to the playoffs. Why? A lot of these local TV contracts require 70 games. If you get to 70, the penalty for having less than 82 is not all that severe. If you fall short of 70, it's huge. So to me, LeBron being adamant about regular season games when they come back, even if it's late into June or whatever, I think there's reasons behind it, specifically money for the league. 70 games of the regular season makes sense to me.
It's Straight Out of Vegas.
Vegas!
Weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. This is the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon.
To help everybody, Fanatics, again, website, they manufacture uniforms for Major League Baseball. They have suspended production on jerseys, and instead they're using their polyester mesh fabric that they make baseball jerseys with to make masks and gowns for hospitals, which is an awesome, awesome thing. In fact, now Fanatics is partnering with Major League Baseball to support emergency personnel who are fighting against COVID-19. I've seen some of the stuff they've come up with. There's pinstripe masks for doctors and nurses to wear. They have Yankee colors. They have
Phillies, right?
Yeah, I mean, and that's just a really, really cool thing because there's so many different facets of life that need help. This is just one of them. Hey, we need more masks and help for medical professionals, and smart people are going to shine, and this is a smart thing for them to do.
You're listening to Jason Smith with Mike Harmon. Weeknights at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports.
Covering St. Louis.
I cannot recommend it highly enough.
590 The Fan. More than just sports. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis.
Fox Sports trending now.
Lead things off in the National Football League, where Tua Tagovailoa from Alabama talked to the NFL Network today.
There's little to none as far as soreness. I think a lot of that was in the front end of rehab. Going throughout this process, being able to run, throw, I haven't felt sore or things like that, so it's been good.
Tagovailoa also added that he feels 100% right now. New England Patriots have released quarterback Cody Kessler. In Los Angeles, Chargers head coach Anthony Lynn says center Mike Pouncey has not been medically cleared to practice just yet. Major League Baseball, oh, they did something. They had to cancel a London series. Unfortunate for them, the Cardinals and the Cubbies, June 13th and 14th, have been canceled in London due to the coronavirus outbreak. Dodgers are back on the television set. Fans who subscribe to DirecTV will now have access to watch the Dodgers on Spectrum.